Amen. Praise the Lord. What do you think would happen if you heard Jesus call you by name? Ooh, you bless me. Bless me so much tonight. But what would you do if you heard the Lord call your name? And you fell to your knees and you said, whatever it takes, whatever it takes, whatever it takes, Lord. He's calling you. And if he calls you and you say, whatever it takes, I think our response should be, well, what do we need now? Oh, wow. That happens all the time. It's part of me. It just always falls. But what do you think God would say that you would need? I am just excited to be here to empower you tonight. This room is anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And I am here to help you get in touch with that power that is in each one of you. Now, if you can imagine a thread of power that's in each one of you right now, and it's connecting all of you, and it is possible to do anything. Maybe if you thought strong enough, you could all rise. Wouldn't that be something? By the power of Jesus' name, the word says that all things are possible. All things. In this week that you have coming up, I had an opportunity to look on the website, thanks to Brother Paul and Ryan, and show me the topics for this week. And it just said, unlearning. So I said to myself, unlearning what? And then there's a list of things, lots of things, lots of topics, lots of speakers that I believe are going to challenge you, give you something to think about, but most of all, to empower you, to unlearn. So I say, there's a voice calling all of us deep inside. And when I think about stirring up the gifts of God within us, I want to get loud, and it's time to pick up my cane, and I think I need to learn how to use this thing instead of letting it drop on the floor. Power. I want to hear you say, stir up the gifts of God. Do you mean it? Stir up the gifts of God. All right, I heard it a little bit stronger. Now let me hear it one more time. Stir up the gifts of God. That's what I'm talking about. You want to stir up the gifts of God that are already inside of you. One of the things that I have learned in my first year at Faith CRC in Holland, can you imagine that? Me, African American, cane and all in Holland. Woo! And Mark, you know what I'm talking about. I see you out the corner of my eye. Yeah. One of the things that I have learned, and that is, I cannot assume that everybody knows Jesus. All right? This is a Christian school. I've spoken at Christian schools in Holland. I am refused to assume that everybody is a believer of Jesus Christ. So right now, just in case there's somebody in here who doesn't know the Lord, I want to give you a chance. to know who he is. Jesus Christ is the Savior of my soul. I'm a sinner. I don't know about you, but I'm a sinner. And I believe this with all my heart and soul, that the word says that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that. I believe it even more because I know what I used to do. I know how I used to be. I know the language that used to come out of my mouth. I know the thoughts that I used to have. I accepted Christ in my heart way back in 1975. It was a long time ago. And God is able to continue to transform and convict you and stir you up. So, brothers and sisters, I want you to know that when you make a profession of faith, you are claiming the authority of God the Father in the form of Jesus Christ, the Savior of your soul. So when you acknowledge him as Lord of your life, you have the power and authority to step out and call on his name for everything and anything. He is Lord, he is your power, he is your redeemer. And knowing that God has given Jesus Christ the authority, no one else has the authority but Jesus Christ. No one else has died and risen again. I don't care what other faith, what other world religion you have studied, none of them claim to have a resurrected Son, Jesus, a risen Savior. None of them. There's only one who can claim that, and that's my Lord and your Lord. The other thing that I want to affirm in you is that you can trust him. When you call upon his name, you can trust him. Not only can you know him as Lord, as you profess him as the Lord of your life, but you can trust him. He is faithful all the time. Not just some of the time, but all the time. He is faithful. And the last thing that I want to make sure that I affirm deep in your souls is that not only are you know him, not only can you call upon him and know him as Lord, trust him, but when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you just can't keep it inside of you. You got to tell somebody about who he is. That's what it means to be a believer in Jesus Christ. It's not just about sitting back and being thankful and being grateful that I'm saved and sanctified and set aside. No. You gotta be excited and courageous and brave and wholly, boldly tell other people what he's doing in your life. Tell people, don't be afraid. That's what our text is about tonight. Our text tonight is 2 Timothy 1, 1 through 14. Love to hear those pages rattling. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're not there yet, say amen. Aha. Gotcha. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. And listen to the verbs of the scripture. Listen to the verbs. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience. As night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears. I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God. Don't you just love those words? Fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, some translations say fear, but a spirit of what? Let me hear you say it. And of what?
Love.
And of?
Self-discipline.
So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord. Do not be ashamed. Or ashamed of me is prisoner. But join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done. Woo! Not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. Hear these words. But it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Timothy. Timothy, as you recall, has a whole lot of reason to be afraid. He's a new pastor called in the church of Ephesus. He's young. He's disregarded because of his youth. He's afraid and he needs encouragement. And Paul, nearly 1,000 miles away in Rome, writes this letter to his dear friend. And when he says in verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power and of love. And some texts say sound self-discipline. I like sound mind. So Paul is saying, I am writing to remind you to stir up. Remember, he says, fan into flame the gift of God. Fan, can you see that? Fanning, rekindle. My husband and I, we have a fireplace in the house, and that's the main project now because it's getting cold. And so I've been watching him and thinking about how he fans the flame to get it going. He puts more kindle. He rekindles the fire so it is stirred up and burns more powerfully and gives us more warmth in the house. And that's what the Holy Spirit is for you, deep in your souls, lying there burning like little embers, always waiting for you to add a little more kindle. Fan the flame deep in your spirits, just a little bit, so you can become powerful, fearless, full of love, and sound minds. Let's talk about power for just a moment. The gift of God's power is the ability to choose not to let fear have the last word. In the work that I do of reconciliation, if we don't get to some tense moments in our dialogue and our discussions about culture and race, we haven't done anything. If we're complacent and everything is cool and comfortable, when we're talking about culture and race, something is missing. It's through the tension that we grow. The questions that we ask ourselves, the questions that we ask each other, the things that we explore deep in our souls, the stereotypes, the prejudices, the bigotries, you want to get deep. And I'm here to tell you and empower you that you have a mighty power inside of you to give you the courage to do that. And you have each other. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. That's what the scripture is telling us to do. Not to be ashamed. Every sinful act that you've ever kept hidden in secret, guess who saw it? Guess who saw it? Guess who you can't keep not nary secret from? Woo, not nary. Woo, ha, Georgia. My daughter. Nary. That's that black part of me coming out. It's all right, though, right? But I'm here to tell you, you can't keep any secrets from God. Not one. And I'm here to tell you tonight that you have the power. All this, these classes and this education that you're going to do, stake claim on it. Don't let it be just another week. Ask God to give you the courage and the insight and the bravery and the awareness. Ask him what to do with it. When your heart gets touched, when you get something gets stirred up in you, let it come out. If somebody upsets you, tell them, what you said just upset me, and it makes me feel, and I need to talk about it. Amen? This is not just an ordinary week, brothers and sisters. This is a week that you can be totally transformed. Not just for you personally, not just for Calvin College, but for the world. That's what we as Christians can claim. When Peter saw Jesus walking on the water, you remember that? Imagine Jesus telling you to come. He's out there on the water. He says, come. You know it's Jesus. But you just don't know. But just because it's Jesus, what do? You jump out the boat. You jump out the boat and you're going to meet the Savior, because he called you, and all of a sudden you realize you're walking on the water, and you start to sink. You start to sink because you think, this is impossible. I shouldn't be doing this. I can't do this. Why did you sink? Because you took your eyes off the mark. Yes. So what can you learn this week? What can you unlearn? If you're unlearning something, then you've already learned something. So you're going into every one of these educational experiences asking God, what is it that I need to unlearn? And help me recognize it. Say to yourself, I am not going into one of these educational experiences and come out the same way I went in. That's what the week is for. It means facing fears, indifference, isms. It means discovering and embracing who you are as a believer. It means experiencing the power of God in your life to do something that without him you would not be capable of doing. Now, you know you can expect a few waves along the way to just slap you in the face. Failure's going to come. Expect that. It's not going to be perfect. Know that the strong hands of Jesus in your fellow brothers and sisters are going to pull you back. Pull you back. Give you hope. One more time. Say, it's all right. I still love you. I forgive you. Martin Luther King Jr. put it this way. He said, if a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as Michelangelo painted. Or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth cause him to say, there lived a great street sweeper who did his job well, the best he could. So come on, brothers and sisters, stir up the gifts of God. Let me hear you say it.
Stir up the gifts of God.
That's right. You put the accent on the up. Come on, let me hear it again.
Stir up the gifts of God.
There you go. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about the love of God. The gift of love is transcendent. Transcendent, see through. Beyond the limits of any ordinary experience. That's what you should be expecting this week. Something extraordinary. Something different. Something new. Something beyond the limits of possible experience and knowledge. That's what you want to expect. Something beyond comprehension. Something that you need that Holy Spirit power within your intellect to help you understand. We read in 2 Corinthians 5:17, our past life of sin has no bearing on our current relationship with God and Christ. Wow, what kind of insurance is that? That is fantastic. Everything is erased out. So from this day forward, you got a clean slate. You can go in like a child and understand the things that God wants you to understand. God gives you power, he gives you love, and he gives you a sound mind. And here's where you really want to get excited when you start talking about that mind. Because that mind of ours, whoa, lots of things go on in those minds. We feed a lot of things into our minds through the things that we say and through the things that we listen to, through the television. Oh my, we just feed ourselves up. But we can do the same thing and feed ourselves with good things and positive things and empowering things with our minds. It's how we think. My husband always says, think, that ability to think or what you're thinking about is probably the most important part of our human experience. It's the thing that God has not taken away from you. The ability to choose. You can choose left to right, right and wrong. You can choose at any point in any day. You can choose. God didn't take that away from you. So if your mind is sound, we're talking about a sound mind, a mind that is deliberate, intentional, and made up to live a life as a believer. And there's no restrictions on it. That's not a cell. What do they call it? A 6x9 cell? You know, that's all the bigger cells are in prison is 6x9. It's not a cell. It's freedom. It's freedom to be set free. You know, I lived a life where I didn't have any rules and regulations. I just wanted to do anything I wanted to do anytime. I didn't want any structure in my life. That was limiting. Be on time. No. I want to get there when I want to get there. 15, 30 minutes late. I'm getting better. A sound mind. Its processes start with God and end with God. If our mind is sound, it recognizes the power of God and his love for us. A sound mind recognizes we do nothing in our own strength. Nothing in our own strength. God does it all. So, my brothers and sisters, The Word of God is your energy. It's your seed. It's your water. I don't know if you like chocolate. Think of it as your chocolate. I love chocolate. I like Nutty Buddies. How about you? It's my favorite. Think of that. Think of it as the thing that tastes good, that nourishes you, that helps make up your mind for you. It's living. That's what you need as you tackle this week. This is going to be the greatest week in the rest of your lives. It can be, because you're going to contribute to it. You're not going to sit back. You're going to walk in it. You're going to step into it boldly. And, hey, say, I don't know these things. Help me. I know this college campus has a whole lot of people that look alike and a whole lot of folks that don't look alike. So you got enough people around here to learn from and to unlearn what you've learned, and nobody's separate from it. If I say the big ugly word racism, racism hurts everybody. Everybody. It hurts us all. It keeps us oppressed and it keeps us depressed. Not knowing is not freedom. Knowing is freedom. Accepting is freedom. And that's what I want to empower you to do, because we all have it. You all got it. Thou hath not given you a spirit of what? Thou hath not given you a spirit of what?
Fear.
And what?
Fear.
I've been talking for... Thou hast not given you a spirit of?
Fear.
And of? You're supposed to correct me now. There you go. He's given us a spirit of, and of, and of, sound mind. Okay, good job. Stir up. Stir up. And what are the gifts? Ooh, we got that scripture down now, right? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of
power, love, sound mind.
That's it. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for your love, your power. Thank you so much for the ability to teach us how to have a sound mind. Bless everyone in this room right now, Father God, and help us walk away with new courage, new power, new belief that you are a wonderful, miraculous God, and you want us to love you back all the time. I thank you for all these things and this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.